When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Jarrett Payton.
My name is Jarrett Payton, and I am here to motivate you today.
Former NFL running back.
Jarrett Payton wearing his father's number 34, and looking like the old man. Look at this run. A gorgeous job by Jarrett Payton.
The son of sweetness.
There's Walter with his Cubs jacket on, and here he comes up. His son Jarrett is with him. Sweetness. What an ovation.
Sports anchor for WGN.
You know me. I'm the resident running back.
Jarrett Payton with Raheem Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
Uncle Luke got me hooked on Hennessy, so thank you to Uncle Luke.
That'll wake you up. Shout out to Uncle Luke. Shout out to Two Life Crew. Shout out to Jarrett Payton, who joins us on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Jarrett Payton in Arizona. Are you going to watch your alma mater play tonight?
Layla, I am so ready right now. Man, we just got off the plane about an hour ago. I'm with my daughter. She's excited. She's got her nails painted with the U on her fingernails. She is like ready to get my 305'd out tonight. And man, we're getting the opportunity to watch my Canes tonight to take on Ole Miss. So hopefully I can bring home a dub tomorrow and then get the dub on Saturday as well with the Bears. That'd be the perfect end of my week.
Teach them young, Jarrett. Don't teach them to be like these kids who don't care. The U on the fingernails while doing the U with the hands is a flex.
That's what I'm talking about. You already know, Layla. What's going on with you guys, man?
We're trying to figure it out, Jarrett. It's
what
a big...
Whoa, Marshall. Marshall, what? Stop, man. Layla brings the energy. You over here sounding like someone stole your lunch money. What's going on, man?
First of all, I hope Miami beats the absolute tar out of that school up north because, you know, I am a Mississippi
school
State
up
graduate.
North.
Yeah,
Ole Miss. Ole Miss is the school up north.
But it is. We don't say it's the University of Mississippi. First of all, I don't give into all that other crap. Yes, good luck to your team tonight. Do you feel like there's a distinct advantage? And I'll tell you why I'm down, but do you feel like there's a distinct advantage because that team doesn't have a head coach?
I think there's definitely something there. They scare me a little bit, though, Marshall, just because of everything that happened with Lane Kiffin, and it just seems like they're re-energized. Offensively, they're a good football team, and so they can put up numbers and score points. And the only thing that I love at this time of the year, and it just football in general, is that if you have a defense, that you have a chance to win any game. And so that's where I look at Reuben Bain and these guys. They got an opportunity to get after the quarterback. And when you're taking down teams like Ohio State and Texas A&M, you got to be able to win in the trenches. And I think both sides of the ball with this Miami team this year, Mario Cristobal has done a really, really good job of making sure that they can dominate on both sides of the football. And so that's what gives me a little bit more hope going into this game, as good as that Ole Miss offense is.
Well, holding Texas A&M and Ohio State to 17 combined points in the first two rounds, they have every reason to be confident about that defense showing up.
Yeah, it's really cool. I've been really close with Mario through this whole process this year, and just staying in touch with him, talking with him. And, when we start to think about it, man, they're getting some Justin Scott is from Oak Park, and he's on that defensive line. So Mario is really taking a liking to Illinois and Chicago with the talent that we have in Chicago. And so, trying to get more kids to go to the 305, be out there in the sunshine, play some football. And we got another kid going too as well from South Elgin, this kid Gavin Mueller, a tight end. So he's going to be going down to Miami. He's actually already there. So a lot of kids from Chicago going down to my old stomping grounds and enjoying life in shorts and t-shirts and sunshine.
All right, so you want to know, let's get right to it, Jared. First off, quick question, who do you have more faith in winning their next game, the U or the Bears?
Come on, Marshall, why you got to do that, man? Why you got to do it? I'm thinking both. I feel confident in both, honestly. I don't know. Probably a little bit more confident in Miami winning, but I still think the Bears at the crib, man. This playoff football at home in Chicago, the weather seems like, just listening to Demetrius Ivory talk about the weather and how it's going to be on Saturday, man, it could be a nice little muddy track with the snow and rain combined or whatever it is to really get this ground game going with Kyle Manunga and DeAndre Swift. I think that's where this game has to start. They have to find a way to copy and paste that same game plan from the Philly game into this matchup.
And that's the issue right there.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The Philly game. Yeah, That's the last time I believed in this team was watching them in Philly. Ever since then, I'm like, where is that offense that you're talking about? And it's like, it comes down to two things. Can they replicate what happened against Philadelphia, which was a fine performance, their best of the season? And can they stop anybody? Show me evidence they can stop someone.
Yeah, I was having this conversation this morning, though, Marshall, that always is going to scare us. And I think as Bears fans, we know that. We all watch this team, and there's sometimes you get scared a little bit about, even last week against the Lions, you were thinking, can they stop anyone? But lo and behold, though, you guys, those two first drives, they held them to field goals. And so it's on the offense to be able to take advantage of that opportunity, knowing that your defense at some point, they're going to give up yards. But they gave up less than 20 points. So, I mean, they give up a bunch of yards. But when it comes down to being in the red zone, when they tighten up a little bit, they figure it out. And they're doing this without a true pass rush, getting after the quarterback, getting sacks. So, yeah, it scares me a little bit. But I wanted to mention this too, Marshall. If they can not only replicate, copy and paste that Philly game, but even what they did late in the third and fourth quarter in the first game when they played that NFL team from up north at their place in Green Bay. So if they can run the ball like that and not just run the football, I want to see both those running backs, like in Philly, getting into the end zone as well. So you're capping off these long drives with touchdowns, and you're demoralizing that defense, and you make them feel. Because if you look at that Green Bay defense, they're susceptible to the run. You can run on them. And so it's like, can Ben Johnson find a way to really just hone in on what got you here and what's been your strength all season? It's been that offensive line, especially the interior, and your running backs behind there, play action off of that, of taking shots down the field. So if you can establish that run, it changes up what that defense has to do against you, giving those opportunities to take shots down the field that Caleb has. When he gets that man-man coverage, he has an opportunity to be able to take those shots.
Well, and Jared, you brought that up. I don't understand why they get away from running the ball to the right side of the field. It's been successful. It's their most successful side. The stats show it. And even when they did it last week against Detroit, they had success.
Yeah, I'm not sure, Layla. I'm more just concerned about why it's not run heavy just so early. It's their bread and butter. It's what got them here, and what we were just talking about. It doesn't matter what level of football you're talking about. If you can run the football, especially at this time of the year, it gives you a chance to win. It really does. It gives you a chance to win. I'll never forget that Philly game, Marshall and Layla, when they were running the football. They were panning to Eagles guys walking off the field, and they were just like, dog, we can't stop this. we're tired, man. Like, and then the offense wasn't doing what they were needed to do for them. So then they're back on the field again. They're like, all right, y'all ready again? Like, let's do this again. Like, it hurts defenses' souls. if you are just catching blocks and getting pushed back, like you don't want to do that all day. At some point you want to be able to like, all right, can we stop this? But if you keep doing that, man, that is a recipe for success. And especially the way that it seems like the weather is going to play and what their strengths are, I run the football. I just want to see more, just mix it up, outside zone. I want to see some stretch plays and just like get that defense going. And when you have guys like Swift who can cut back and press it, get to the hole and then get back north and south and stay there, like that's where you start to see them having fun. And these offensive linemen want to do that. They hate pass blocking all the time, man. Them big hogs want to get out there and run, man. But do what they love to do. Get yourself a win and stay in this dance, beating your arch rivals, moving on to the next round.
Yes or no, Pappy Van Winkle coming up this month or nah?
Hey, listen, if the Canes win tonight and the Bears win on Saturday, I think I'm going to pop the top on one of them, man. So, Marshall, just stay in your DMs. I'll let you know where we're going to be at.
Hey!
I like that.
In the words of Uncle Luke, I want to rock right now. Jarrett Payton, have fun tonight.
Thank you, guys, man. I'll talk to you later. Bear down.
Bear down. We love it. Jarrett Payton, the WGN TV sports anchor, as you guys know. You can catch the Sports Office on the free WGN Plus streaming app on your smart TV weeknights. It is live at 7:30. The GN sports crew will break down the biggest stories in Chicago sports with a laid-back vibe as they hang out in their corner office. And good luck to Jarrett watching Ole Miss and Miami tonight. I do like Miami
School
in this
up
game.
North, yeah.
Up north. The fact that you call Ole Miss the team up north. When
Oxford
I think of the
north
team
of
up north, I think of like Canada.
It is what it is.
I love it. Coming up next here on Raheemy Harrison Grody, we get to talk to Chris Sims. He works with Mike Florio, of course, on Pro Football Talk. The former quarterback, I know, will have a lot for us as we get ready for the Bears and Packers game, and we'll join him next.